Good day, everybody. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Read About It podcast. I'm Reed, and this is About It. A couple of things today. We bid adieu to Big Brother, which was kind of a letdown at this point because didn't have strong feelings about whoever won, but I was glad that it happened. And we only have a couple of months to wait for our next round. Iron Man is opening up this weekend, and if I may, and I think I may because this is my blog, being a comic book geek, you would think this is the kind of movie that I would get really jazzed for. You know what I get really pumped up for? The trailers for comic book movies. You know? Like that Fantastic Four movie a while back, especially the second one with the Silver Surfer in it. Oh, those are great commercials. And then the movies suck. And then the movies are just horrible mismashes of everything they could think of throwing and trying to throw in, you know, 20 years of comics continuity into one coherent storyline, and they usually fail. There have been much better comic book movies in the last 10, 15 years with the Spider-Mans and the X-Mens and the Batman Begins than we've ever seen before, but I have to get independent verification that there is some kind of a storyline to this Iron Man movie before I get too excited about it. One thing about it is bringing back, once again, the career of the Rasputin of Hollywood, Robert Downey Jr., and my girlfriend Kimberly, big Robert Downey Jr. fan, which just serves as a reminder that women always like guys that are just no good for them at all. Remember that, guys? Remember back in high school when, you know, the guys that you could tell were going to grow up to be alcoholics and domestic batterers got all the really hot chicks, you know, and the nice guys, yeah, the nice guys drove around listening to Rush a lot, you know, when I was in high school and wondering why we couldn't get any women. Well, this kind of brings it all back because Robert Downey Jr. is, he's a sensitive artist type. He's the kind of guy that every girl claims that she wants. And in reality, he and his kind are much less likely to, I don't know, write you a sonnet or write you an original love song and sing it for you and bring tears to your eyes. He's just as likely probably to steal all the money out of your purse, burn down your house, you know, freebasing while you're at work, and then steal your car to make his escape. That's the kind of thing that nice guys lose to. And that just brings it home once again with Robert Downey Jr. making his 6 millionth comeback. How many times have we pronounced his career dead and buried? He just keeps coming back. He just keeps coming back. Remember when he was thrown off Ally McBeal as his last chance? That was, what, 10 years ago? The other issue of the week is the Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus pictures. I'm not sure which one of those is the real person and which one is the actress, to be honest with you. But one of them is Alan Jackson's kid, isn't it? No. Okay. Billy Ray Cyrus's kid. The pictures for the magazine were what we like to refer to in my family as inappropriate. But what can you do when the dad is in the pictures? You know, it's like going to Hulk Hogan and telling him he's being a bad father. If he's there while he's doing it and he's making the decisions knowing he's a bad father, where does our authority come off? I don't want to raise the kid. The kid's got more money than me to start with. If the kid is actually there in the pictures, I don't know, sprawled across her half-naked dad also, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the family component is not there at the level to which many Americans would like it to be. I'll put it that way. These are the kind of pictures that used to be, if you saw them, you go, oh my God, what were the parents thinking? Why weren't they monitoring their child? Now it's, what were the parents thinking? Why is she laying on top of one of them? You know, it's the decision-making process, I guess, that it comes to fault here with this one. And again, you want to talk about guys whose career has been dead and buried? Remember the old achy breaky shag mullet haircut guy? Why are we still talking about him? How many other country music guys could have been in this spot that, you know, that could have done the little bit of acting as the country doctor or whatever it was? You know, like I always say, you know, Aaron Tippin got his whole punching somebody in the face for America thing just swiped away completely by Toby Keith. That should be his kid on TV, doggone it. All right, that's going to do it. That is your podcast, an abbreviated edition. Coming up next week, I will be talking about the angst of moving, more than likely, because once again, for the 6 millionth time in my life, I'll probably be packing up the stuff and heading across town, but hopefully to a place where I can stay for a while. And we'll just discuss that coming up next week, because as always, whenever anything happens, everything happens. It's just that kind of a life. So we'll discuss it next week. Thanks for tuning in for the podcast. To everybody out there listening, to everybody at work who is waiting for me to complain about work on my podcast, what, are you kidding me? Just catch me in the break room. I'll complain about it there. This is a public place. We're done here. We'll be back next Friday with more of the Read About It podcast. Thanks for tuning us in. Until then, Sechrist.